This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia. Hi there, g'day, and welcome to this episode of The Settlement Guide, a series where we help you navigate life in Australia. Whether you arrived today, have been living here for years, whether you were born in Australia, or you're planning to move here shortly, this series is for you. My name is Claudiana Blanco, and I came to live in Sydney more than a decade ago, and I'm still learning about life down under every day. Today we will explore the benefits of community sports. Regular physical activity is essential for good physical and mental health. In Australia, there are opportunities to take part in sports activity at every level. Community sport is informal and inclusive, and the benefits for newly arrived migrants can be surprising.
It gives you the confidence, self-esteem, and empowers you. It helps you overcome issues of isolation and depression in a new country, develop camaraderie, and helps really create a sense of belonging.
Let's get started. A council soccer pitch has become the home of Melbourne Social Soccer, a place of cultural exchange and diversity. This club, known as MSS, evolved out of a casual group of people looking for a kick, says co-founder Michael MacArthur. It's now one of the largest social soccer clubs in Victoria.
Most of the people that came along to play were international students, backpackers, newly arrived migrants. We recognised that people were coming along and enjoying it as a safe, sort of friendly place where they could meet people and do something that they'd done back home that they could do now in a friendly environment. We don't train. We just turn up on a Saturday or during the week. It's a fun game, it's competitive, but we're not playing for any ultimate purpose. There's no grand final. They're essentially one-off games and you play on a different team each week.
Games cost around $10 and you can sign up, regardless of skill or fitness level. Mr. MacArthur says people join for many reasons.
Obviously there's fitness benefits, people getting out of the house and getting some activity. And whether this is people's primary purpose or not, people have formed quite good friendships through the group. And so we will sometimes meet socially as well. We'll sometimes go for a drink after a game. There's a women's game as well on Saturdays, and the women are much more social. And in fact, their group, which is growing really quickly, has become a really tight-knit group.
Women from multicultural backgrounds are finding pathways into sport, thanks to people like Molina Astani. She founded Multicultural Women in Sport, or MWIS. This group encourages multicultural women's participation in sport for their empowerment, well-being, and to foster a sense of belonging, while recognizing the many barriers women face.
They differ from culture to culture, but for most of the communities, it is the gender norms and the traditional role of women in societies. There's also lack of safe and welcoming environments. The existing culture and sporting clubs can be predominantly male-dominated, Anglo-Saxon, sometimes alcohol-driven, and this can be quite daunting for women of diverse backgrounds. There's also economic barriers. Sport is the last thing on their list of priorities. And there's also, for some cultures, an emphasis on academics and not sport.
MWIS supports initiatives such as women-only sports with female umpires and coaches. Participants can play in longer clothing or hijabs. Also, they organize activities for women with children and support increased participation of women in sports governance. Ms. Astani says playing sport helps women adjust to the Australian way of life and work.
It gives you the confidence, self-esteem, and empowers you. It helps you overcome issues of isolation and depression in a new country, find peer support from sporting groups, develop camaraderie, get the support, strength, and self-belief sometimes to come out of abusive relationships as well, and helps really create a sense of belonging to a new country. And it also challenges gender norms predominant in some of these cultures.
Community sport is for any age. Mr. MacArthur says, although you must be 18 for insurance purposes, Melbourne Social Soccer includes people in many age brackets in its ranks.
There's some younger guys in their 20s, quite a few guys in their 30s, and a handful of people in their 40s and 50s. That's the thing that people like when they turn up and they realise that it's not a professional standard. You don't have to be ultra fit. You don't have to be young. And that's the whole purpose of the thing. It's meant to be all inclusive.
And for the young, organisations such as the Centre for Multicultural Youth, or CMY, run multiple sports programs. Jay Panchal works with CMY to enable newly arrived young people aged 12 to 25 to build a sense of belonging and develop connections in the local community through sport.
It's such an ingrained part of Australian society. With swimming, basketball, AFL, for example, it gives you a good insight into the local community, especially for newly arrived young people. Some of these benefits include meeting new friends, getting connected to local employment opportunities through your local sports clubs, and it's also just a great physical and mental tool for young people.
One after-school sports initiative is part of a youth transition support program in Melbourne's Hume area.
So we collaborate with the Broadmeadows Leisure Centre to do afternoon futsal, volleyball, basketball and swimming. What we do as well is have employment opportunities to learn like soccer accreditation, basketball coaching accreditation, umpiring courses, because we want young people to do these courses and then get employed casually, part-time, with local sports clubs or at their local sports centre. And then, who knows, that could turn to a full-time pathway career.
CMY's sports programs are all-inclusive and support young people of all abilities. The centre connects members living with a disability with partners such as Wheelchair Basketball, Disability Sports Victoria, and Welcoming Australia, who have specific all abilities programs. Mr. Panchal says it can be quite daunting for young people to ask strangers where to find local sports opportunities. Schools are a great place to start.
Local schools usually have a good knowledge of the local community around them. Local councils throughout Australia are another first step because they have specifics about what clubs are available, who's taking new players. If you've got friends who are already playing sports as well, ask them how can we get involved. Youth organisations across Australia are always a good avenue to see what's available, who can we talk to, and then connect to local sports opportunities.
Michael MacArthur says you can find community sporting clubs, such as the Melbourne Soccer Club, online.
The majority of people would discover us through Meetup. That's where people can meet up and look for all sorts of different activities. That's where you sign up and you pay for your game each week. We're on social media as well. There's probably a bit of word of mouth out there too.
Local councils can also offer free or low-cost sporting activities. Molina Astani was inspired by the Australian sporting culture and joined a running group at work. She has now run several half marathons. The options are endless.
I think just find a local group in your area and join whatever sport takes your fancy. So there are organizations that run cycling groups. There's even Bushwalking Australia. There's park runs. If you want to participate in team sport, then the local club in your area is the best place to start. Sometimes community groups also run programs in sport and combine them with social activities. And then local councils are also a good place to start. So you can go, you can get some information about what's happening in your suburb and you can go join those.
Staying active regularly is important for everyone's well-being, no matter how young or old. But the intensity and the amount of activity varies depending on age and physical circumstances. Always check with a healthcare professional before commencing a new exercise routine. For more information on how to find a sports club near you, visit the Australian Sports Commission website at sportaus.gov.au. That is sport, sportaus.gov.au. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Settlement Guide, written and produced by Melissa Compagnoni and hosted by me, Claudiana Blanco. The Settlement Guide managing editor is Rosa Germian. Until next time.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.